This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I am having a chat with a creator that I've seen around, but I've only recently connected with, and I'm very excited to have them here. Welcome, Stray Thoughts. Hello, how are you? How are you going?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm well. I'm just saying briefly before recording that it's early. It's early on a Friday morning, people. So you've got the extra special extra deep voice
yeah.
with me this morning.
Sounds like you've got the short end of the stick.
Oh, I don't mind so much. I'm quite attuned, it would seem, with all sorts of time zones. So meh. Who needs a sleep pattern? You know, it's overrated. Yeah.
That's the spirit.
So, welcome. So, your username is u/stray, stray underscore thoughts. So, how shall I refer to you? Should I call you Stray? Should I call you Thoughts? What would you prefer?
Most people just call me Stray.
Lovely.
I think that, works. Great.
That works. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, Stray, then, can you tell me how you contribute to this erotic and non-erotic audio space?
Mainly through writing scripts. And it's kind of been a while since I posted my last one. I posted one the other day, but it's been kind of a gap between scripts.
Yeah.
I'm admittedly a bit out of the loop even as to my own contributions.
Right.
I've been sort of reviewing them earlier today.
Yeah, okay. So just real life kicks in or has been like a writing?
Yeah, I've just been extremely busy with a new job that I started earlier this year.
Yeah, brilliant. All right. But even so, you've already got an existing sort of archive. I've had a little bit of a look around and I'm aware of your work now. How long have you been in this space?
I think I joined in about, must have been 2017.
Right. That's some longevity here in this space, right?
I'm counting just over 70 scripts overall.
Whoa.
In my archive, I think.
Wow. Wow,
they've accumulated over time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, 5 years that's long. That in this space, it would seem. I don't know about you. You've obviously seen a lot more than I have, but I'm kind of reckoning that the half life of the creator in this space is anywhere between sort of 6 months and a year. It would seem at the moment. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I have seen a lot of people come and go, pun not intended. People sort of flit through, some stay longer than others.
Yeah.
I think that's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, yeah. I guess in a sort of a public space too, and when there's nothing sort of, you know, you're not beholden to anything here or committed, it would seem, given that it's all free. How did you discover this community, this erotic and non-erotic community?
Origin story time, I take it. It was somewhat by accident. Like there wasn't a eureka moment one day when I woke up and said to myself, "By gosh, you know what? I think I'll write some erotica today." It all started with ASMR, I would say. There was a period when I was having trouble sleeping due to anxiety and stuff.
Right.
And I found out about ASMR videos and then audios, and that of course led me to Pillow Talk Audio. Are you familiar with Ruthie Wren?
Yes, I am.
I'm not sure. I think she may have left the community now, but at the time she was a major contributor, really regular, and she actually shepherded a bunch of different writers together, including myself, somewhat later on. Anyway, I just finished listening to one of her vanilla audios on PTA and thought to myself, well, that was nice and relaxing. I wonder what else this person has recorded. So I started scrolling through a post and I had a sort of moment of, oh, well, that's interesting. And yeah, after that, it was just down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So that's how I learned about, you know, audio erotica and GWA.
Yeah. It is quite the rabbit hole, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
What? Were you surprised that this sort of medium was out there, you know, with an erotic flavor, I guess? Was that, yeah. I was unaware of it myself.
I was definitely surprised by just the extent and the popularity of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite significant, isn't it? Now, yeah, I know we've had some sort of exponential growth over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's exploded in size. I mean, I think when I joined, it was around 300,000 members, maybe just below that.
Right. Right. So, do you have a writing background?
Of sorts. I mean, I've been writing on and off short stories and things like that beforehand. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I've actually been working on a novel the past few years, like an original.
Yeah. Okay. Well, does that sort of contribute to your previous writing sessions? Was it an easy sort of transition into writing scripts?
I sort of kidded myself, I think, that it would be at first, but I thought, well, you know, it doesn't look that difficult. No. And ran into a brick wall. writing erotica well is, you know, as hard as any other type of writing, I find.
Yeah. I'm learning because I write just only for myself, but not for public offer anything. But I am hearing that from script writers in the community that, yeah, it's its own skill set, it would seem, writing scripts and then writing erotic content as well. When you first posted, like, what prompted you to post? What was your motivation for, prompted you to say, look, I'm gonna do something too. I'm gonna contribute something.
Right. So how I started writing and contributing? I'd be sifting through posts on PTA GWA, and I'd see all these requests from people, like a lot of people saying things like, you know, hey, I've had a really crummy week. Would someone please write and record this fantasy scenario for me? And, you know, obviously some would get picked up and recorded while others languished. I figured the community had helped me out quite a bit, so I just wanted to do something to give back.
Brilliant, yeah.
And, you know, just the response that I got for my first couple of scripts was, you know, it was very lovely and enthusiastic. So I felt that I just had to keep going.
And aside from, you know, that wanting to give back, I imagine it's quite a creative outlet for you. Would that be right?
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, quite fun.
Yeah. And with the content that you initially created and shared, was that reflective of your own personal preferences, or was it primarily prompted by requests?
I think it's sort of a blend of both. Probably a bit more leaning on fulfilling other people's desires first, and then I sort of started working out my own tastes as well.
Yeah, yeah. And so, has that evolved over these past 5 years? Has it changed, or have you explored other topics or scenes, genres, kinks, that sort of thing?
I'm, you know, like I said, I've been sort of reviewing my own stuff earlier today, and I just think, especially a lot of the early stuff, I just think, wow, this is, you know, all over the map. You know, it's got like wholesome stuff, rough stuff, aftercare shit posts, I think I tend to avoid, you know, trying to write exactly the same script twice in a row.
How do you mean, in terms of flipping it and making it available for other voices, alternate voices?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that in your archive and in your master lists of your offers, and I don't see that very often. But I certainly appreciate the option there, because quite often in my own sort of search for scripts, or I come across a script and I really like the concept and the scene that's created, and but it might be an M for F or M for A or a voice for male, and I just think, oh, I'd really like to do that. but you've enabled that from the get-go. Do you have that in mind while you're writing, that it needs to be? Is that important for you, for it to be interchangeable with voices?
I do try to flip scripts as often as I can. It's not, I figure it's not that much trouble, so why not go the extra mile and give people more options?
Yeah, is it a difficult thing for you? I've done it.
Sometimes done it. It sort of depends on the script. How shall I put this? The logistics.
Sure.
Script.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Some are more involved than others, it would seem. So when you first posted, were you nervous or sort of anxious about that, like sharing your words?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I imagine most anyone would be.
I've had varying responses on that, actually. I've had some people say, nope, it's done, it's out there, I'm good. That was their motivation was different. It was more the expression and the creative. It was the journey, not to say they weren't, I'm sure there was some element of like, oh my God, how's it going to go?
There's not going to be many people coming in there like, screw Faulkner and, all those guys. It's me.
It's not about you. Yeah. I get it. I think there's, it's vulnerable as a VA to put your voice out there. But to really, I actually think it's a different kind of, maybe it's a different level of vulnerability as a writer to share, your words, because it's kind of, would I be right? Part of it is you want to feel, you want someone to voice them or enjoy them, or perhaps, to record them and then share them with a whole nother audience, those that only listen and don't read. Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd be very anxious myself personally. I would. I was just like, are they good enough? Did I create it? Was it immersive enough? Is it, gosh, I couldn't, hats off to you. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I have the fortitude to be, or the courage to do that. So I think it's incredible what you do there.
Thanks. well, I have to say though, I'll sometimes be listening to, Phil, one of my scripts, and just thinks of, oh no, I could have written that better.
Okay. I was wondering, can you take yourself out and be just the listener, or are you always sort of evaluating?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to, and you've spent a fair bit of time with the words, and you sort of know what's coming next.
Yeah, true. I've spoken with some writers who've mentioned that they forget it's their script sometimes when they listen. So I guess that's not generally the case for you. Is there always a bit of an overlying sort of critical?
Well, I guess it depends on how much time has passed.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I can understand that. With regards to time and your process of creating a script, what do you have a sort of a typical, when you are writing regularly and, new jobs and real life aside, and where over these past 5 years, have you had periods where you've had a fairly, this week I'm going to post something, this week I'm going to start something and it'll be finished by, what is your process?
I would say I honestly don't have one.
Yeah.
It's just, I go through short, sharp bursts of creative frenzy followed by just lengthy periods of slothless. where I'm just, you know, nearly lying prone on the floor or something. Well, you know, couch.
Well, whatever works. Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that, how do you, what does prompt you? What does, where do you draw your inspiration from to create this, aside from, I guess, requests? I mean, do you still respond to requests?
Sometimes. I'm afraid I don't have quite as much time on my hands these days, but sometimes you do. Inspiration. I mean, sometimes I get, you know, just that lightning bolt of inspiration. I'll finish a script in, you know, just a couple of days or something.
Right.
But, you know, inspiration's a tricky thing, though. I think people sort of can have it backwards. The idea of, you know, that art fairy is going to come flying through your window and, you know, just start splashing inspiration all over your blank page. But I think the truth is you sort of have to just sit down and do the work first, and then inspiration gradually comes to you.
Right. That's your sort of experience of it then?
Yeah, overall.
Yeah. Do you, I wonder if, you know, sort of what does influence your writing in terms of, do you read other scripts? Do you listen to audios? Because I find a lot of creators don't listen as much as they used to prior to contributing. How's that experience for you? Do you take from, I kind of personally, I feed off the energy of other creators in this space. It used to be quite a solitary approach, mine, but kind of over the past 8 or 9 months, it's become much more, I don't know, interactive with peers and the community. How about yourself?
I would say, you know, yeah, I do sometimes read other people's scripts and, you know, listen to audios and stuff. But I don't know, ideas, they just sort of come out of nowhere, seemingly.
Yeah. Do other creative arts, see, like do other, does music inspire you, or films, or, you know, something you've seen on social media or in the general media? Is there, I know some people people I've spoken to are quite inspired by the lyrics of songs, you know, that just hit shuffle on your Spotify or whatever you listen to and away.
I think it's a combination of all those things, you know,
yeah,
music, films. Just, you know, random events and things in real life. I think, script idea, note that down.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I have those ideas like in the supermarket or just like while I'm cleaning the bathroom. I'm just thinking, oh, hang on. I'm in a shower. What? It's like I can do something with this.
That's it. Inspiration does strike at the weirdest moments.
Very, very much so. I had a thought the other day about masks, and you know, we're all sort of in this new normal of mask mandates, depending on where you are in the world. I don't think, you know, many places have been able to avoid it. Just think, what's behind the mask? You know, is something just kind of been running through my head recently. I just think, I can do something. Or, you know, and quite often the supermarket is a place for me. I just think, and whether it be other people I'm seeing or, you know, I'll read a product label or I don't know, just, you know, anything in, like you say, the weirdest places, right? The strangest places that.
And usually, unfortunately, when you're, you know, away from the keyboard.
Of course. It's just like, I've got to get it down. I've got to write it down somehow. I've got to capture this moment. Yeah. Do people in your real life know what you do in terms of contributing to this space?
No, they don't. Yeah. I'm afraid not. It's just I've sort of kept my GWA self and my real life self, you know, separate.
That's separate. Yeah. Yeah. I know it's not an option for a lot of people. I understand. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's something that I find amongst the creators I've talked to, there's such a varying range of response to that particular question, and but just seeing the growth of in particular GWA, I know there are plenty of other subreddits in this community, but seeing that growth over the past, particularly in the past couple of years, I wonder, you know, how is this exposure or this recognition of this space getting out there? And pandemic clearly is a big part of that. But yeah, I wonder if people are becoming more comfortable with this type of media, I guess, or this type of porn, essentially, you know, and moving away, because I'm seeing more, I don't know if you are, but I'm seeing more audio porn on, you know, mainstream, and I'm not going to name them, websites, you know, it's out there, seeing just these audio tracks without the visual, which I'm wondering if, you know, sort of the increase in that has, you know, contributed to the growth of this part of the media. With your scripts, something that I think we're all aware of, even I'm hoping listeners are now becoming more aware of, is the utilization and the appropriation of scripts behind for monetization and that sort of thing. Mm. What's your position on that with regards to VAs using them or potentially other writers utilizing them?
I mean, for monetization purposes?
Yes, yeah.
Right. This is going to come down to the individual writer, obviously, but
sure.
I, for the most part, am fine with it because, as I said, this is my way of, you know, giving something back, something that's just meant to be, you know, free and, you know, springboard for other people's creativity too.
Brilliant.
Usually the only thing I ask for is, you know, just credit me as the original writer. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's great, I guess. And like I said, it comes down to the individual creator, doesn't it? How, you know, what their position is on it. Another issue that seems to be, so accrediting the person or accrediting the original creator in any terms. Have you discovered fills of your work when you weren't credited or acknowledged as the creator or you know, part of the process?
I think I've been fairly fortunate in that regard. Either that or maybe there's, you know, loads of them out there that I'm just not aware of. But I've spotted the occasional fill of one of my scripts on you know, YouTube or something, but you know, people may not, they might not have told me that they'd filled them, but you know, they still credit me as their writer, so
okay,
you know, yeah, sure. That's all right.
You're happy with that then?
Hmm.
Yeah. With your another issue that does seem to be facing the writing community, I'm seeing, or I was unaware of until last week, is the... I'm not going to go as far as content theft, but it is, it can get to that extreme, it would seem, in terms of your concepts, your ideas, your scripts, the, you know, the notions behind them being copied and or, I don't know, other creations, you know, being presented as original content when, you know, they may bear a significant similarity to your own. Have you experienced that?
I've not experienced someone actually, you know, literally ripping off my work, but you know, it's, you know, tricky, this problem of plagiarism and, you know, originality and all that, because you know, there's certain kinds of kinks and genres and so on that I don't know, do tend to result in maybe similar scenarios being written.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's not necessarily anything intentional, just people converging on the same ideas.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I wonder then, you know, well, all art is derivative, right? But we do seem to, I don't know, there does, I don't know, seem to be these recurring themes. Somebody, another writer referred to it as spinning the story wheel, which I really like that idea. I thought, yeah, that's great. But these things are going to come around again, potentially, quite likely, given, you know, the content that we're creating and consuming in this space. For you, has your content changed? Have you, are there, I know I've touched on it briefly before, but is there anything that you're looking to explore, or that you're sort of inspired to create? Or and with that, we haven't actually talked about what type of content you've created. I know we've talked about different genres and
right, you
know, shit posts through to aftercare.
Right.
Here for a shit post, just saying. But yeah, with your specific content and what you write about and the scenes that you create. What can you outline that briefly? And I know that's, you know, for some people it's quite niche, for some people it's quite a diverse range.
This thing is quite messy, I would say. I'm worried now, just looking over lists. I seem to have a lot of sort of DDLG themed content, especially a lot of my early stuff. And it seems to be almost tied with shit posts. I think it's like, 18 to 16.
There we go. Yeah.
And then there's other stuff like there's some femdom stuff here. And just a couple of aftercare scripts.
Beautiful.
And some stuff that's just, I don't know, not quite as neatly categorized, I suppose.
Yeah, sometimes they're hard to sort of pin down, and they can't be put in a little.
It's like one about having a crush on, or discovering that your crush is a porn star, for example.
Oh, I like that one, actually. Yeah.
Or like a, what is it? A librarian charges you for, you know, bringing books late, things like that.
I must have missed it. One that sort of stood out to me is the completely normal human copulation rights. Robots for listeners, VHS fetishism. Just like, you know, we all need to let's not take things too seriously every now and then.
So I'm also noticing that I seem to be leaning a lot towards ASMR shit posts, basically.
Yes. Now, this is something I'm not familiar with at all. Seeing as you so initially came from being an ASMR consumer, shall I say? How can you explain to me what? Because I've seen them in your list. So, what is that? Is it a shit post? But you know, sat really close to the microphone. I don't know. What is the
That's basically the idea.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So it's more about the delivery?
Yeah, there's just something about a person whispering to you in, you know, like a soothing voice while saying things that are absolutely bonkers that I just absolutely adore.
Maybe I should have a go with that.
Oh, definitely. Let's see. I did.
I'm looking at the room ASMR. Yeah. And another one. Is it? I've seen it written differently on your two different lists. Is it Bane MSR or
Bane?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Bane ASMR. Yeah. Okay.
And let's see how it's Gregman's formed.
I've recorded for those who are listening, I've recorded a couple of Stray's scripts, but much more I don't know, one sort of direct address type one, and yeah, a little bit more vanilla in terms of what you're looking at through your scripts here.
Right.
But I do appreciate. I'm gonna do one of those. Because I don't know if I can really sort of pull off ASMR. But
I think you'd be great at it.
Oh, thank you.
I do.
I don't know. But yeah, I do love a shoot post. And I know I'm not alone in that. and please write more. Has this sort of changed, or is there anything that you haven't written that you want to have a go at and just think, yeah, how do I, or well, I'd like to explore that.
I do have a couple of more, normal quote unquote scripts on the way. Let's see. I was thinking of doing another ASMR thing, like okay. A drill sergeant girlfriend ASMR motivational ASMR. That's like
fall in line.
Exactly. So like an R. Lee Ermey type delivery, but it's ASMR, and she'd be sort of shout, whispering, loving, encouraging things at you in a menacing way.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. Oh, please, 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 please write the script, please. I want to hear it. I want to hear someone do it. It's like I'd have a crack at it, but it's the contrast, right? Obviously, it's just
yeah.
What? What am I? I'm so conflicted right now. What am I listening to? In very gentle tones. Okay, so you're looking at that. Another thing that I'm kind of interested in is, are there limits to what you're comfortable writing about in terms of, do you have hard limits?
Some, I suppose, but I think it's more a question of interest for me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm pretty okay, sure I could challenge myself to write most types of things or scenarios if I really wanted to, because you have to kind of challenge yourself as a writer.
How do you develop and evolve?
But it's a question of, I've only got so much time on my hands. So I tend to gravitate towards the stuff that obviously I'm interested in doing.
As well, time. If we had all the time, it'd be quite indulgent and hedonistic to an extent. I was also wondering, do you have any sort of established relationships with VAs? Is another thing that's sort of come up for me recently, and thinking about, some I collaborate and very much believe it is, it's a collaboration. Whatever I feel somebody else's script or somebody else's work, do you work with, other people in the community, whether they be other writers and collaborate on scripts together or as part of projects or with
occasionally
specific voices?
I've collaborated with Ruthie Wren. Did this one script that she requested for some major writing project of hers. Mm-hmm. Let me see, it's called Calypso's Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I also did a collab with Snaky Smut and Late Stage Infernalism. There's this big writing and VA project. I can't remember how long ago, a year or two ago, something like that.
Yeah. Is it something that you enjoy, because like I said, it can be, I think, in my experience, it can be quite an isolated space. You write, you put it out to the ether, and aside from comments and general feedback, there's it can be quite a solitary thing, not entirely interactive.
Yeah, that's true. It absolutely can be, but collabs are obviously, they do feel different, throwing ideas back and forth, and it's maybe a bit less lonely, but downside to that sometimes is it can be a bit harder to organize. There's one good thing about the being solitary when you're writing is you just work to your own schedule.
yeah Yeah, within your own time frame, and you know, and it sometimes it may not be time frame. It just like, well, inspiration just isn't. It's just not coming my way today, and or energy. You know, the energy that it takes to. I'm constantly in awe of scriptwriters for the amount of time and in their process, because you know, for me, I pick it up, turn, press record, and say the words, and that's pretty much it. You know, and I'm not sort of I'm disparaging something. The right word's not coming to my mind. I'm not having a crack at other writers, VAs who do much more than that to create, you know, highly produced, immersive sound designs and you know, full of all the SFX and, you know, go down the binaural route and all that sort of thing. I'm not disparaging that in any way. For me, I just, you know, I get it. I more often don't read it. It's a cold read, one take, post, done, bye bye, next.
Just that one and done.
Very much. Which was an interesting. For those of you listening, I recently filled, because I was looking for an aftercare script, and I think, I don't know, I'd already sort of discovered your content, but I found your one when going through your, specific one going through your master list there. And it was, I almost want to put like the meta tag in there. Just like the words that you wrote were quite inherently like you'd climbed inside my mind. And I know I'm not alone, and I'm sure other people who filled it have felt the same. But taking it out of, you know, it was almost not Wicked Fairy. It was almost, you know, very much me, the address of it. And cold reading that, it was almost like a, I don't know, a love letter to, from me personally, to the people who choose to listen to my work and what I record. So that, because that's quite a marked difference from your other content. Did something inspire that, or was there something that led to writing that?
It's the script in question was actually a request from another voice who, and you know, she does, you know, a fair amount of, you know, rough stuff when it comes to audios, and she asked me if I could, you know, help her with like an aftercare script / audio. And yeah, I just sort of tried to copy, you know, what it is that we do here, you know, that got to be able to step outside the fantasy sometimes, take a step back afterwards.
Acknowledge the humanity of it, and the you know, the experience on a human level, on a personal level, because it's intimate content that we're involved with here, but the real intimacy of something like that, that it really is a direct address to the listener. And this is something that's just come up in the past day. I've noticed someone posted a question for discussion on Script Guild about that exact thing. And I love, personally, a lot of the scripts I've filled, I just did a bit of a count yesterday, I think about maybe sort of 10% of my audios and like sort of, I'm about 300 and something at the moment, you know, a good sort of 35 plus of those are direct address. Still a fantasy, but words that speak to me, and I need to speak them. I need to say them. When you write your scripts, do you have voices in mind, or are you inspired by, you know, particular voices from within the community? I'm not asking you to name names or anything like that, but I wonder if you draw some sort of inspiration from people that, you know, you've heard or had some sort of interaction with.
I do sometimes have a kind of voice in mind, not necessarily one from the community, just like I think I tend to write sort of fast talking characters in my head.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And yeah, like I said, you sort of try to always kind of act the scene out in your head. Like, how would this sound out loud?
Yeah. Okay. So with that, have you sent scripts to particular voices with, you know, perhaps ones that you have an existing relationship with, an existing sort of working relationship mm-hmm. with? Have you offered them to them or
a couple of times, but yeah. most times I just sort of, you know, put my stuff out there and,
yeah,
you know, little message in a bottle and
yeah, you know, I like that.
See if anybody picks them up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that message in a bottle. And it kind of is what it is. I know some script writers do have, and I have connections with some writers and I'm privy to, you know, beta reads of their work or they've written something, you know, I'm very humbled by it, but, you know, written something with me in mind. And I really appreciate that, that collaborative approach, and I get a lot of energy out of that together. But when the excitement that happens when I discover a writer that I haven't yet seen or encountered before is it's quite, you know, all the dopamine, the rush, and then discovering, oh my gosh, they've got an archive, and being able to sort of trawl back through that. It's one of my favorite things to do, finding, a writer. And I had much joy in looking through the work that you've shared in this space. Yeah. And I've got a couple of more on my list. My list is long, but I certainly do have a couple more. And my goodness, ASMR drill sergeant, yes please.
No
pressure on
because I have to say I love the sound of your voice.
Oh gosh, thank you.
It's just so wonderful and delicious. It's like having, you know, honey poured into your ears.
Okay, I don't know if you know this about me. I'm not very good with praise, but I love it. My praise kink is just like scratch it. Scratch it, please. But verbally accepting that, I just want a crumpled water bottle. I'm just like, thank you. I'm also learning to say thank you. I appreciate that. Oral honey is something that I have heard before. I have said many times because, my gosh, isn't there just this cornucopia of just deliciousness out there? And I guess that's why we're here, right? We all have some sort of voice kink, and I certainly think thank you. And it's, you know, for those who have listened to me bang on about banging on in this space, they will know that I'm a beekeeper, so the whole honey reference is you know, quite relevant to me. Somebody introduced me to the term mellifluous, maybe about months ago. What a brilliant word, right? I need to slow down because I speak fast. I've actively had to sort of slow down my pacing. But yes, mellifluous. And if I think about, and I was actually just jarring up honey yesterday, and it's colder here. We're heading into winter here in Australia. And an Australian winter. Don't get me wrong, it snows in parts, but not in my part. But yes, I was jarring up the honey, and when it's colder, it's, you know, it's thicker and it's not as viscous as it is in the summer, obviously. And I was just looking at, it's been a little while since I've jarred up, needed to jar up honey. And just looking at the way it runs, and it kind of, it reminded me, just like, okay, it's okay to slow down. In actual fact, I think it's better to slow down while we got a rush, you know, with everything. Exactly. So, yeah, you talk about writing for or hearing fast talking when you write. That's interesting to me.
I definitely, when it comes to my more comedic scripts anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not all completely shit posts. I'm seeing this one. There's actually another one that I wrote for the VA that requested the aftercare one. It's called Tough Crowd at the Comedy Club.
I saw that actually. Is that the exhibition? It's got exhibitionism in it. Is it?
Yes. Yeah. It's sort of shit post-y, but you know, still it could kind of work as erotic audio as well. Whereas you know, a comedian's getting heckled and you know gets revenge on the heckler, by looting them up, basically.
Yes. One that appeals to me as well is, I want to cuck your sock. Just the whole concept.
That's what happens when you see like the same sentence over and over again. Or hear, you know, you wind up with these spoonerisms in your head.
I love it. It's yeah. Actually, I'm going to click on it. Textile abuse. Dumb piece of cloth. I can't. All right, I'm going to save that. That's so much fun. I think, you know, we're so spoiled in this space to have such diversity amongst what's on offer, both from voices like, and writers.
It's an embarrassment of riches, really.
little bit, yeah. I don't know if the visual medium is quite as diverse. I don't know, maybe it is. I don't know. I just see sort of, this seems fairly standardized most of the time. But in this audio space, where are you going to see something like that? You know, I want to cut your song. No apologies for this one. I like that tag. Maybe that's what I need to tag. But to have this segment of the audio space as well, the shit post, the parody, the humor, the, you know, just like, let's all just relax and just be entertained.
Exactly. I mean, I think I tend to look at them as for me as palate cleansers in terms of writing. It's like I'll be stuck on a script and you know maybe I'm starting to take the whole thing a bit too seriously, and I just go, okay, I'll just write some total nonsense, you know, where there's no stakes.
Stray, I love that approach, actually. And it's not the first time, it's all happening this week, but I'm part of a collaborative community, and one of the writers in there said just yesterday earlier this morning, when I shouldn't have been checking my phone at 3 a.m., just talking about, you know, how somebody had asked, how do you keep motivated or, you know, keep your energy going and in creating? And one of the writers in there just said, well, you know, if I have writer's block, I get in writer shit post, and and they're very good at it. They're very, very good. I won't shout out to them. I haven't ask them if I can, but they know who they are. I know they're probably listening, but yeah, just that, using that as a palate cleanser, that's exactly what it is, right? Just, I find that as well in recording, if I get, because you know, after a while, it's like, it can get pretty hot and heavy here in the Wicked Wardrobe, and you know, and it's like, sometimes you just got to laugh. You've got to laugh. Yeah. I mean, just before recording, I've posted two, you know, shit posts. Oh, sorry, one was a hysterical literature, but then the other, which, talk about fast talking. When you're under duress, I feel like I could call an auction. You know, I really appreciate that, actually. So, yeah, more shit posts, please.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of the other stuff out there for sure. So moving forward, you've got a couple of scripts in the works, you mentioned.
Yeah.
And any sort of, with regards to, you know, you've talked about writing for, responding to requests, but also writing for a couple of VAs or voices. Have you done works, like, have you been commissioned to write work? Has it ever sort of stepped into that monetized space for you at all?
I've been messaged a couple of times and sort of asked if I would, but I had to turn them down, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, partly because I prefer to just do this for free, and also it's also just about, you know, not wanting to tie my finances to the GWA stuff.
Yeah, sure. I get it. I think when something happens, and I was going to say I've not long monetized. That's not true. It has been a while. It just seems like it hasn't. But I'd always thought, for me, when it becomes work, I need to hit that review button and just go, hang on, because I get so much enjoyment out of it. But yeah, I don't ever want it to be work, what I create, and because it's very much a creative outlet for me. It's part of my background is in creative arts, and yeah, I do wonder if, is it kind of a, I don't know, does it, monetizing it, does it, it changes your motivation, obviously.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it kills that creative output in some way, or can, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? That, you know, does it stifle that or diminish that in some way?
I think it depends, again, just on the individual person. Some people are better at finding that balance than others. And keeping themselves motivated and creative and, you know, not burning out and all that.
I have always said, you know, if it does become work, then I really need to take a hard look at what I'm doing and maybe just get back to, you know, doing what I did in the beginning and why I did, and readdressing what, you know, why I'm doing it, and I don't know, hit the reset button and go from there. So not being beholden to other people or, you know, other people's timelines or anything like that, it's quite liberating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So moving forward, is your... So 5 years in the space.
It's really been that long.
So we say 2017. Is there anything that you want to do? One thing I did want to ask you about is with regards to the types of scripts that you write. I noticed they're predominantly for an individual voice. Oh, you've got one of your friend's dance class. Watch us move is a collab, a multiple part.
Yeah.
And an MM. Actually, you've got a Fantasy Cheer Squad. Oh, hang on. Oh, okay. Do you prefer one or the other, or just, you know, occasionally the inspiration strikes you to, well, no, I'm going to do a multiple part or a collab script.
We'll do those on occasion, but they tend to take much longer. So, hence the most of them are just, you know, one on one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just having a look at them now. I'm thinking, oh yes, that looks good. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Sometimes I see things and. Yeah, I'll grab it and I'll save it. And with regards to VAs filling your work, this is something that I did raise. I did a writer's get in my ears, a writer's panel last week. And one thing with regards to you being credited for your work, is there do you have a preferred way or that you would like that? Because obviously, you know, we tag VAs should know, some don't. New creators might not know to tag you in the post with the script offer, not direct to the script, but the script offer. And then again in the comments. So you get an actual notification because, you know, most of us know, some may not. If you're listening, you don't get a notification if you're not in the comments.
I feel like that's the first thing that Reddit should, you know, tell you when you sign up. It's just,
okay,
you've got to put it in a comment. Otherwise, they're not going to see it.
Yeah. And actually, I messaged a new creator, a new VA yesterday. She went, hey, guess what? This is kind of what happens. And not to be all, oh my God, why didn't you do all righteous? I'm so scared about coming across as some righteous.
I mean,
you know,
I've seen people who've been on Reddit for years who didn't know this. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So not just for new creators.
It's just not common enough knowledge, I think. Anyway, as for preferences in like how people credit or contact me, I don't know, not really, you know, whether it's like linked to script or just linked somewhere else. No real preference, you know, so long as they, you know, credit me as the writer, like I said, that's really all I need. And, you know, of course, it's nice that they mention name in a comment, because then you can see and reply and say thank you. And I, you know, I do try to always say, you know, thank you for filling my script, because, you know, I just want to show appreciation for that.
Yeah, I things that I learned from that writer's panel was, for me as a VA, from the VA side of things, is do, you know, small things. And I guess, again, always, like you said, it comes back to the individual and their motivation for being in this space. Are they wanting the, do they want to have their work, you know, exposed as broadly and as widely as possible? Is that what it is, or is the creation their, you know, motivation for being here? So one thing I did learn was that I can write in the post body, you know, add in a link, subreddit willing, to your master list, which I have done. I also, and I know this isn't standard, doesn't have to be standard, something I do is send the script writer the first copy of the audio as well. And I've also learned that, you know, I can even sort of link to other audios that have been filled of that creator's work, not just their script archive. I don't know. It's there are plenty of things that can be done.
Definitely appreciate someone, you know, going the extra mile on things like that. But, you know, I completely understand, you know, if they don't, or maybe just don't realize that that's necessarily something that they could do.
Like, even adding in the scriptwriter's links is something that I hadn't done up until, you know, learning about this last week, but I'm gonna do now for, you know, every script fill that I do. Like I said, subreddit willing, some don't allow that, and that's fine. But on the whole, I definitely will. Because part of it, for me, it's I'm just so grateful. Because as somebody who 99% of what I share is you know, a script fill. I don't improv generally. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't, you know, create what I do. It's very much a symbiotic approach for me. I need the blessed script writers in this space, and I'm eternally grateful for the, because it's, I get what it takes to write a script. I labor over them. They don't come naturally to me.
Yeah.
But you know, it's I'm working on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It can feel like you're trying to swim across sand.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But then I admire people. I'm actually working very closely with a script writer for exclusive content, and my gosh, their ability to, like, within 3 or 4 hours, here's another one. I was like, here's another one. I was like, what? What? You know, we're talking, you know, sort of, I don't know, 1,300, 1,500, 1,800 words, and different concepts each time. And I was just like, wow, that, I am, on bended knee. I bend the knee to script writers. I am very grateful. So part of me doing this little, you know, get in my ears side project is to profile, but also raise awareness for those who are listening, you know, for what happens behind the mic, what happens, you know, I've said it before, on the Mac or in the editing suite, or, you know, however, wherever you create. I'm fascinated by other people's motivation and process, I am wanting to share that, because I think it's incredibly interesting that we're all in this space, you know, essentially for free. It's, you know,
it's free association and collaboration.
Yes,
that's what I think is really wonderful about this audio community.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, it's not without its issues, as any social community is. No one's, you know, no one's exempt. No community's exempt from that. But I feel on the whole it's a very positive space. I know I've got a hell of a lot out of it since sort of discovering it a couple of years ago. And so it's for creators like yourself. I want to say thank you. Thank you for what you do and how you contribute. This has been really interesting. I really enjoyed it. And maybe I need to go on, I don't know, get my ASMR on.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Well, thank you, Stray, for being here today. Well, you're this evening. And
my pleasure.
The pleasure's mine. Like I said, I've recorded a couple of your scripts, and I look forward to what you contribute in the future. So, Stray, I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Nice.